Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, a common question on exit exams. They'll present a patient with severe asthma with their vital signs all screwed up. And they'll ask, which medication would you give? Select all that apply. So guys, remember, during asthma attacks, we give AIM, albuterol, ipratropium, and methylprednisolone. So guys, our correct options here are 2 for albuterol inhaler, 3 nebulizer ipratropium, and 5 IV methylprednisolone. Now, 3 common questions. Which of the following prescription should the nurse question? So number 1, naproxen for asthmatic patients. Yes, guys, we always question this one. Never NSAIDs or beta blockers for patients with asthma. How about number 2? Ipratropium for a patient with glaucoma. No, we never do tropiums for a patient who can't see, spit, or poop. You get the idea. Now, option number 3, losartan for a patient with diabetes. Oh, yeah, that's okay. How about option number 4, theophylline for a patient taking cimetidine? Well, guys, we're going to question this order because it increases the risk for toxicity. Always cimetidine and ciproflaxin. And number 5, atenolol for a patient with asthma. Yes, guys, always question this one. Never give beta blockers to asthmatic patients. Now, question number 2, what patient teaching should be included with a new prescription of albuterol, ibuprofen, tiotropium, and beclomethasone? Select all that apply. Now, option number 1, tinnitus is an expected side effect. No, guys, tinnitus is a serious side effect. Basically tells us that the drug is hard on the kidneys, usually caused by antibiotics here. Now, option number 2 here, tachycardia is expected after albuterol. Yes, guys, the T's of albuterol. One of them is tachycardia. Totally normal. Option 3, report dark stool to the provider. Yes, guys, NSAIDs like ibuprofen can cause GI bleeding, so we report dark, tarry stools. Now, option number 4, drink fluids to prevent dry mouth and throat. Yes, guys, tropiums dry the mouth, so we can't pee with them with tropium. So we get urinary retention as well as dry mouth. And last thing, guys, is 5, ipratropium is used first during an attack. No, we always use buterols for brutal asthma, commonly albuterol. Now, last question, which medication prescribed for asthma causes tachycardia and dysrhythmias? Option number 1, phenobarbital. No, guys, this is a sedative for anxiety. Option number 2 is the correct one, aminophylline. Guys, remember, fillins have you feeling caffeinated and amped up. Now, the last 2 options, salmeterol and albuterol, technically both can cause tachycardia, but usually don't cause dysrhythmias. So we have to throw that out here. Client is receiving discharge instructions for inhaled glucosteroid meter dose inhaler. Which teaching should the nurse include? So option number 1, discard the use of fluticasone if albuterol provides relief. Guys, no, we do not omit steroids, even if albuterol provides relief. Guys, steroid acts to soothe, and they act more slow, so we always take it. Option number 2, do not swallow the water as you wash your mouth after each use. Guys, yes, option number 2, we always rinse and spit out the water. Never swallow steroid water. This is going to lead to more sores. Option number 3, if taking albuterol, be sure to use after the steroid. No, guys, we always use albuterol first to open the lungs and then steroids after to get that powder deep inside the lungs. Now, option number 4, steroid inhalers should be used before beta 2 agonists. Again, guys, no, albuterol should always be used before steroids. Now, question number 2, which statement by the patient requires further teaching? So option 1, I will use Cromolyn to prevent activity-induced asthma. Yes. I will use Montelukast to prevent asthma attacks. Yeah, guys, it prevents the long-term asthma. Number 3, I will use spacers to prevent oral thrush while using beclomethasone. Yes, perfect. How about option number 4? I will take Cromolyn 45 minutes before physical activity. No, guys, option number 4 is wrong. Take 10 to 15 minutes before that physical activity. So this would require further teaching.